I was in touch with the severe weather assessment team within Donegal County Council this morning in relation to that, and they meet regularly on a daily basis as needs be, and the situation that they're seeing is that the temperatures here in Donegal are not going to be as severe as the rest of the country, and therefore that weather warning, the orange warning, may not be applicable. Obviously it's been monitored and will be monitored over, you know, throughout the course of the next day or so, and then obviously by Friday everything should be back to the normal temperatures that we would expect in January. Now, in saying that, also they do have, the civil defence have also been notified, and they are out and available to anybody that is in a position of trouble, whereby if they need medicines or they need to be taken for an appointment, they've just released that there today as well, just in case somebody is stranded. And obviously the same temperatures are not going to be all over the county, and there could be some roads that will be in bad shape that people may not be able to access. So the civil defence have offered their services there, and that's good to know, and it's good help, and they'll be announcing that throughout the day. So again, they will provide, you know, if anybody needs medical supplies or anything like that, that they'll be available to do that for anybody in need.
And presumably as well, Councillor Kennedy, if any incidents should occur on the roads, that the council teams are ready to be mobilised should that happen.
Absolutely, they are there, and as I say, they're in regular contact. They've already had a number of meetings this morning, and they'll have another one in the afternoon, and just they'll monitor it. It's not the local authorities themselves that would announce what the colour code of the weather warning would be. That comes from national level, so they feed into national teams as well on a regular basis, probably on a daily basis when the weather is threatening. And just then it's monitored and conversations are had between all parties and all local authorities, and that's where they would determine a lot of where the issues would be, or, you know, where the problems would lie. But, you know, as I say, just as everybody is just to be warned, just if you can avoid travelling, do